players, really bringing up your winning mentality. Why do you think that, they're bringing that up so much? Doesn't every head coach have a winning mentality?
It's probably better for them to answer those questions. I only know how I've approached the team. Like I said, I've done it for 6 years, so and I have an approach that I feel very comfortable with. I feel an approach that, it just flows out of my mouth. It's just natural, because I think the one thing about a football team, whenever you get up and stand in front of a team, you need to make sure that you tell them the truth. So I think that, I just try to tell them like it is and tell them what we need to do to win the game, and making sure that everyone understands what we have to do in all three phases. So that's how I've always operated. So I don't know, why the players would say that.
How have they responded this week?
What's that?
How have the players responded this week, being the last week of practice?
They've been professional. They've done a good job. There's some things, obviously, when you go through the week and you look at things, there's things you need to clean up as the week goes along. I think that, obviously meeting with the coordinators, we'll meet again. We'll talk about some of the things that have gone on in practice, what we still want to keep in the game plan, what we want to take out, things of that nature. But from an effort level, from a preparation level, I think they've done a fine job. And I think, like I said, it's very difficult for me as a coach. I'm always going to push them. So I always think you can do more. But I think the players are doing the best job that they can.
There was a report that you have met with ownership this week about the position. Have you? And what was that kind of?
No, we met, but it wasn't about the position. It's just the same way I've been meeting with, Dave Caldwell, not about the position, people in the building. So, the conversation, I think it was Monday, both Shad and Tony were in the building, and, they just they were upstairs eating. I happened to be walking upstairs to grab something to eat because I don't miss many meals. And they basically was just like, hey, how's it going? How's the team? What are we getting ready to do this week? It wasn't anything beyond the future.
Dave said last week you are a candidate. You know what you want to do when that interview happens? Do you have a plan in place, or do you start worrying about that Monday?
I have not started to prepare myself or have a date I'm not. My focus right now is on the assistant coaches. What my role is, the interim head coach. What do I have to do for them? And then obviously, what I have to do for the players and making sure that everything's organized. Obviously, win the game, but then after that, everything organized for that Monday to make sure everything's fine. I think my mind will go to a different place once my responsibilities are done as the interim head coach. And I think my mind goes back to what our assistant coaches are going through with is, really what's in store for us for the future. I don't know.
How have they reacted to all this adversity over, losing an offensive coordinator, obviously Gus, too? How have they reacted to all this change?
The coaches? Yeah. I think they've done a great job. But like I said before, I think it's one of those things where, if you don't bring it up, it's always the elephant in the room type approach. I'm more of, hey, let's bring up the issues. Listen, this is what we understand what's going on, okay? We understand that these are challenges for us, and it'll challenge our professionalism to make sure we do the right thing. So we understand those situations, but let's go ahead. This is what we have to do. And I think once people acknowledge that, I think people are able to say, okay, we all understand. We're all in the same situation. Let's make sure that, this type of challenge or this type of adversity is not going to make us any less of a professional. And I think the coaches have done a really good job. And also the players and the trainers and the equipment guys. There's a lot of people that are involved when these decisions occur, when you have to make a change.
With Blake not playing well at times and all the turmoil with the coaching and all that other stuff, has he handled it mentally about as well as you could hope in terms of, not losing his mind?
Yeah, I think that, and I've said this to the production crews, when I meet with them, a lot of questions will be asked, obviously, about the quarterback, and it'll be about Blake. I think that the thing that gets missed in everything, because, we concentrate on numbers and where we're at and what's going on. The thing that's been missed is, here's a young football player that we're developing, just like a lot of players on our team, but he's on his third offensive coordinator. So I think, he's not going to come out and say that. He's not going to say, hey, he's not going to create excuses for himself, which, I admire. He's a tough kid. I think, out of everyone, obviously with Coach Bradley, having had to come up here every day. You know, after that, you'd have to say Blake has probably had the toughest situation. You know, he's in here taking it every single day. He's available to the media. But for me, what I don't understand, as someone that's been on the sitting on the outside of it, that no one's mentioned, you know, here's this kid going, you know, on his third offensive coordinator, and that's very difficult to do for anyone, never mind a young quarterback. So I think he's been outstanding as far as that, and not pointing fingers or not making excuses for himself.
With Hearns being questionable, even if he is cleared to play, can he help you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, he's pushing to get back. You know, we'll go all the way up to the game time before we really have to make a decision. You know, we've kept him obviously on the roster for a point to try to get him back. And I think that's why we haven't put him to IR. So there's that chance. So as long as there's a chance, you know, we're going to keep pushing it because he's someone that can help us win.
How do you feel like the players have responded in general after the win last week?
I think they did a nice job. You always have to be careful. You know, in this league, you never want to get too high. You never want to get too low. So with us having the next day off for Christmas and then I'd given them the following day off, I think they had enough time to enjoy it. And I talked to them about that after the game. But make no mistake about it, when you come in the building the next day, our focus has to go ahead and get ourselves ready to play a very good Indianapolis team on the road.